Kick. Previously on Bad Radio.
That cat probably is a leader. He probably has a voice. And the voice is just ruining his freaking locker room.
Donovan, it's 20 years ago since I worked with my friend Leon Simon for just a little while at KLI.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon had a lot of what you have. He had a kind of wonderful street cred and in basically street knowledge.
Hmm.
And Leon used to... No.
South Lake Parks and Rec, this is Amanda.
Good morning and happy early Juneteenth to you. I'm a new resident to South Lake, and I was looking forward to the Juneteenth celebrations this weekend. Could you tell me where they're going to be held?
I don't believe we're having any of those.
Really? Well, it's my favorite holiday. I was just... I'm very brand new to the area, and I thought maybe... I could celebrate in my new hometown this weekend.
No, the only thing we have going on is going to be Stars and Stripes on the 3rd.
The 3rd of July, so nothing nothing for Juneteenth.
No, sir.
Have you ever heard of Juneteenth before?
I have.
Do you think the city will ever celebrate Juneteenth?
I really don't know.
Really? Are there a lot of black people in South Lake?
Not really.
Not really? So there's no reason to celebrate Juneteenth, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Because everybody hates beets, and I want to know what you seriously do with beets.
Eat them.
A whole can.
Yeah. They're pickled beets. They're really good. Pickled beets are terrific.
Gross.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, there are certain things you see in the store, and you wonder who the hell buys those things.
Yes. You eat chitlins.
No, I do not.
You do.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa,
no, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Norm. Now, I expect that from other people, but my God.
My goodness.
What do I have to do? I need to call Johnny Cochran around here?
I'm sorry, Donnie.
Sorry, Donnie.
What the hell?
I'll call my dad right now.
Thank you. But I tell him I'll put him on retainer right now. I'm getting something out of Norm, and it's not pickled beets. That's for damn sure.
Norm just pulled a Pete Delkus.
Ah, Norm. Wow.
That was
first of all, I do not. I have not, and I will not.
I'm actually starting to cry. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah. That racism funny.
Right. Well, that racism.
Fun to be able to laugh a little bit. Oh, jeez.
It is Chicken
and
Express.
Still champions.
To switch to two. I was down.
He did not go five for five. He did easily win the 2013 Chicken Eating Identification.
What? Challenge. Juneteenth Eating Challenge.
The Juneteenth Eating
Challenge. There you go.
Doesn't have to be...
Stop that, Bob.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, hi, I'm Mike Young of the Texas Rangers, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Celebrate your freedom, Donovan. Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
We are from the hood.
Today, Mike Young gets his number retired for being a team first guy, except for those three times he has to be traded when the Rangers actually asked him to change positions. The top 10 moments of our year, including homer calls, clown suits, and our best Christmas song ever. Also, what is a minor? Julie Dobbs, Jacob Kemp, and R.A.P. Donovan, and now two guys who today can nothing because you don't get to do anything cool when you turn 20. It's Bob Stern and David Out.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show. Live today in our studio for this birthday show. Episode 4916. Shorty.
Shorty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
You think Trey saying all right is the same as
McConaughey saying, all right, all right, all right?
All right, all right, all right.
Sure. Here we are. On this, the day of our birthday party.
Yeah, we moved it. We're having your birthday dinner on a different day.
Well, we had so many things to do, you know?
So many activities. Dirk Day, coming off the high of Dirk Day. He's such a good dude. He's so Dirk. He's redefined the word Dirk, right?
I absolutely agree. It's a...
Top-ranked Dirk. Number one Dirk. Diggler, number two. I don't know who's three. Probably isn't one. All hail Dirk.
Well, you know, honestly, looking back at that, looking back at another successful Dirk Day and just going to the bobanddan.com website, did you realize we even had a website for this show?
Yeah. Very familiar with it.
Okay, well, down the right side, were you familiar that there's actually a little button there that just says Dirk in big letters?
Oh, let's see here.
And if you look there, if you click on that...
Is that a video of me?
You can see...
I'm famous.
...a number of Dirk episodes. Now, the 2019 has not been added to this page, but I'm positive...
So right below Bergonk.
I'm positive it will. Yeah, I feel like Dirk could probably work his way up in the rankings a little bit.
Look at that picture of Bergonk.
But regardless, there is a picture of Dirk with his flowing hair. Yes, an opposite of TC and his flowing hair.
Looks really funny.
In fact, it kind of looks like it might be a mirror image there of each other. But regardless, Dirk has made a lot more shots in his life. And if you look there on the left, you could probably kill a good 10 hours. I don't know. I don't know how long this would take to go through all of it, but you can. And you're right. We are missing some early episodes, I think, or maybe they didn't happen. I don't know. But from 2004 on, you can see the annual visit. And if you just click on each of them here, if you're doing like live radio right now, you can see the length of the visit grow. So like in 04, it was an 18-minute visit. By 2008, it's up to 27 minutes. 2010, we've broken the 30-minute barrier for the first time. And then it just continues on, 34 minutes, 41 minutes, and it just keeps getting longer and longer, 50 minutes. And I think yesterday we exceeded the hour barrier for the first time, but maybe not, because I see 2017 is 54 minutes. So anyway, they're all on there, or most every one of them is on there.
2017 might have been whenever he showed up with wine.
I think you're probably right.
They had gotten bounced early, and he was just like, it's locker clean-out day. I had them pour me up some wine for this interview.
So, along with the 15 for 15, which Jake so expertly put together, I think that's 18 different visits with Dirk that we have that you can listen to on demand. 18 of them. And I think in total, it's close to... 11 or 12 hours.
We don't have this year's up there yet.
No, it'll be up there very soon. It is up there on the latest guests. It just hasn't made it to the Dirk page. But I can't believe that that's possible. Like, imagine 12 hours with that guy.
You know, I've often thought about, this looks kind of look at me-ish, and especially since it wasn't me interviewing him, but... There's been a few times where I wanted to send this to like national NBA writers and just say, look, a lot of the stuff that you seem really surprised by whenever you ask him, he told us this 7 years ago.
Right.
So here's all of this with one of the greatest players of this generation. Just go through it.
It's really weird. Like his whole career is kind of documented there.
We revealed his engagement.
We did.
We publicly revealed that. An intern found like a German article.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it was never printed over here, but somehow it was out in Germany and no one knew about it.
And with all due respect, yes, that's absolutely true. With all due respect to, say, Gabe Kapler, this is Dirk.
Yeah, yeah. No, Gabe was great, but if he's just not at
Dirk's...
This is Shaq!
...icon level, right?
So few are.
Yeah, well, that's...
Like, you're talking rubber stamp
say,
Hall
what's,
of Fame.
What's a good guest? A good guest would be somebody who's very personality-filled, that, you know, you really like listening to, or big name.
Right.
So often... sometimes you get neither.
Son of a buck, Mino.
But you can get a guy you've never heard of if they have good content, right?
Good point.
Or you usually say, like, even a guy that doesn't say much, like maybe Dak, doesn't say a lot, keeps a lot close to the vest, but he's Dak. He's the quarterback of the Cowboys. That's still a good guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
He got the ball.
That was so Tom Grieve.
I don't know what happened. Very nervous for today's show, I guess.
Did Buzz do that to Tom Grieve when he first told him? Like, what are you doing there, Tommy?
You okay, Tag?
But anyway, Dirk, is the only guy that has combined them both, right? Being, like, very personality-filled, has a lot of cool things to say, and he's the highest of high iconic guests you can get, or he's grown into that. When we first started having him on, we didn't know he was, like, I don't know, where would you put him in, like, all-time NBA players? You could argue he's a top 10, certainly a top 20 all-time NBA player, and the NBA has had over 100 players in the NBA over the years.
I think 200, maybe.
So
no, he gets docked because he's such a normal dude. That's what's weird about it, is if he had a aura of...
He stays at his parents' house.
Yes, if he had...
Don't you think that's weird?
If he had layers of peeps to go through to get to him and just disappeared without a trace and you never heard from him and all that, or was really aloof, you might rank him higher. He gets docked because I don't love him being mobbed when he comes up here. You kind of wish you could make his stay as convenient as possible, but I totally understand people wanting to mobilize when Dirk is in the building.
That's gotten bigger over the years, too.
It has, but I guess my overall point on all of that is the patience he has for total strangers who are asking him for a favor is, it never ceases to amaze me. So, anyway, that was yesterday. So, we moved the birthday show because of a number of events that have happened between June 14th and now. But that it's no big deal. Who actually cares what the actual birthday of the show is? But we're 20 years old. We've begun year 21 now. And it's exciting for us because it's always in sync with Summer Bash, which is also this Friday, Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, Dan. And that will be going down at the Legacy Hall Box Garden. And I think you're going to love it up there. I go up there all the time. Love Legacy Hall. And free.
So there is lots of parking?
Oh, free parking
because,
everywhere.
I'm trying to visualize it. But I know in the past, different places we've been, you got to park farther away or you get a shuttle.
No. This is easy. You go up a couple levels and there are many parking garages. Take the elevator down. You're right there at Legacy Hall. And inside Legacy Hall, there's a million places to eat.
Should I wear jeans? Or, like, is it air conditioned in there? Or is
well,
the stage,
box,
like, under the
box
seat?
Garden is open air, but it's a cool environment, but it's also, like, middle of June in Texas.
Okay, so wear shorts.
I might go shorts. I don't think you'll need a sweater. But I also don't think you have to fear intense heat keeping you away. So I think this is the best of both worlds for the P1, and I hope many join us out there. It starts at noon with us.
I got
go well past dark with the ticket time wasters.
I got a new Tegrity Farm shirt to wear.
Hell yeah.
I've been saving it for months. It's been hanging there looking at me. You know Tegrity Farms?
Is that South Park?
Yeah.
That's absolutely South Park.
Okay.
That's the last season when he opened his pot farm with Tegrity. It's great.
Okay. I love it. I look forward to it. You always have a shirt waiting for just that big day. So we will do the birthday show today. We will do Summer Bash on Friday. And
Now, are there going to be ticket chicks there? That always is a deal breaker. If there's not going to be ticket chicks, I don't know if I'm going, Bob.
I'm going to say yes because you asked me that.
Oh, you're not even looking at the copy? Are there going to be activities?
I don't
Bob?
Think we've
I'm
ever.
To promote.
I don't think we've ever had a summer bash without ticket chicks. I don't even know if it's possible. So I'm going to say they'll be there, Dave.
Oh, I'm betting you'll see it one day. So get in while you can now.
You think?
Yeah. Still feel like we're kind of on borrowed time with that one. So
with
yeah.
the ticket chicks?
Yeah.
Why? They're classy. They're willing to talk sports with
oh,
you.
Oh, they love nice. Sports.
Yep.
What? Well, you're acting like.
Will there be a bit called Donovan's Upper Decker Water Pour?
Oh, that's not going anywhere.
Say that's yes.
Here to say.
But it worked.
I think that's going to happen as well, Dan.
Now, the there were certain contests that involved T-shirts and water, but those have gone by the way.
The game has probably passed those by.
We had a twerking contest one year. I was
so we're not talking about things we're not having.
Things used to be a little
things
different.
Things we are here. Having.
Julie.
Oh, man.
Will Saroy have a now. Fortnite
right.
dance battle?
New world.
Yeah, I don't really have.
Are any, we giving away a GoPro?
Any strong defense for that,
and
Julie?
VR goggles. Well, you weren't involved in it.
No.
That's all good. Whatever.
Thankfully,
I am so excited for this.
Thankfully, they never called me up during that and said, has anybody seen Bob?
Bob was the MC of the dry T-shirt contest. The dry sweater contest.
As he's laughing maniacally, driving, taking his car over jumps. All right. Well, anyway, Summer Bash on Friday. And
take the day off. I mean, not us. I'm talking to people
oh,
listening.
I was
take the day off and
to
go
if
to
I had
Summer
any
Bash.
Off days available,
have
okay.
some fun.
That's right.
That's all we're about.
Join us on Friday.
We just want to have a good
at our
time.
Our new location that I think you're going to like quite a bit, Legacy Hall, right up there, Legacy and the Tollway. All right. Much to do today. Much to do, but most of it will be looking back at the last year of our show. That means we have to make the most of our next segment. And we're going to have a little Rangers today as we tackle the Mike Young issue next.